The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. I think it's good for us to look in this gospel, just one little part of it, and that's the excitement that Simon Peter had when he realized Jesus was on the shore. And he's so excited that he jumps out of the boat and he swims to go and see him. My friends, Jesus is around us every day. Every day, Jesus is around us. Are we excited to meet him? Yeah, good, right? Our young guys know. They are excited to meet him. How do we go meet him now? Not by jumping off of the boat and swimming across to the shore, but by coming to him in prayer. Here at this Mass, by coming to him with our hearts and asking him to be a part of our life, not just here in this building, but also, I would say, where it really matters, where the rubber hits the road, when we leave, when we walk through those doors and continue not only to encounter Jesus, but to be an encounter of Jesus for the people around us. Because it's us, we encounter Jesus here as we pray and as we turn over our lives to him, but other people will encounter Jesus in us. That's what we should be excited about. That's the great joy of our lives, and that's the commission to which each and every one of us is called today.